The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Guest panelisting still with us today is Professor Nicole Najor from the Department of Biology.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm alive.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
It's been a whole week since we've been in the studio.
Yes,
can you feel
has.
It?
I can. I sure can. Time has flown so fast.
Nicole is finishing her second year at the university, and I don't even think you were joking when you said what you just said, right?
No, I wasn't, though. Yeah, no.
It goes fast.
Yes.
It goes very, 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 very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, ploddingly so, sometimes we are very thankful that it goes very, very, very fast.
Like a cesium clock.
Like a cesium clock, if you will. Continuing around the table, Professor Jim Tubbs is here from the Department of Religious Studies.
Still breathing.
Still breathing?
Yes, still
okay,
breathing.
So
still grading papers.
When you said papers, like give us a number here. Like how many papers you got to read over the
56.
Next couple of weeks?
56.
That's a lot of papers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are like how long?
Yeah.
6 to 10 pages.
Oh, my God. That is a lot of pages.
Yes, it's a lot of pages to read.
Do you do a lot of commenting?
Sometimes I'm driven to do that. Others, other times, I just sort of go with the flow.
Well, it's hard because sometimes the students never pick up their final papers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do you do, you know?
It's absolutely true.
You know, I give them back in class in hopes that they may look at them.
Okay.
But that's not a guarantee.
Right. One can dream.
Yeah, one can dream.
One can hope.
They just look at the grade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they need to write.
Professor Joe Avised from the Department of Communication Studies with that final functional truth. They just want to know the grade.
It's all that counts.
That's all,
that counts. I needed when I was a student.
Yep.
So
just
try to put myself...
Pass with a D. Pass with a D.
Gosh.
No.
Kidding.
No. Students, if they get a B, they're complaining these days. Even students who even marginally are B students are upset if they don't get an A now
it's true.
In class.
It's true.
Yeah, I've literally seen students, I can't have a B. I'm going to drop the class. I've seen that happen. I'm like,
one of my favorites is I got a B minus in that, so I'm thinking of retaking it. And I'm like, wow.
Really?
Must have endless time and endless money. That's the way I
people with
it.
Oil wells in the backyard we don't know about.
Yes. Those, of course, being the dulcet tones of Professor Dave Chow from the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. So what is the project that your students were working on?
Oh, right now I am having them work on a slider tin.
Okay.
I give them a tin and they got to come up with packaging for it.
Very cool.
So I give them each one of these handy-dandy little sheets, tells them what they need to do, and
mm-hmm.
it's due next week.
Very cool. What is there anything specific? It has to be an object that can fit in the
yes.
tin.
Yeah, and they can put whatever they want because I just want to see that it looks functional, believable, and just looks
it
proper.
It could be a decorative roach coffin.
It could be. Actually, don't laugh. I had to go get a plastic roach for one of my students. She couldn't find one. So $7 stores, the Rocket Shop.
The Rocket.
They didn't have any roaches there. I ended up going up to, was it the Wonderground in Clawson?
Oh,
where
yeah.
I could buy a
They're
dollar.
They're not people's favorite bug. So places where you can buy a lot of other plastic bugs.
Mind you, I had plenty of offers for live roaches, which I didn't need.
Yeah.
But I mean.
Well, you could always spray them with liquid nitrogen or something.
The way that Jim was speaking made it sound like there's a plastic bug shop on every corner.
The 7-Eleven of bug shops. So anyway, no, I've got one student that wants to do... It looks like a tin of mints, and then
okay.
you open up, and there's the roach in there. That's
yeah.
all. So it's
I get it.
So.
I don't know how to transition from this.
It's Professor Hill Vasquez from the Department
to
of
English
Sabbatical.
Literature.
Yes.
I was really into bats last time.
And you were very adamant about the fact that bats are good.
And
there's
cool.
no question.
They eat bugs.
They eat bugs.
I think roaches are too big for them, though.
Depends on the size of the bat,
yeah.
I guess.
The bat would have to have strong jaws to crunch on all that chitin.
Yeah, exactly.
You did say, Heather, the last time we were together, that you have bat boxes.
Yes, I
yeah.
do.
So I mean,
I do.
You,
are
and they
well?
Have with bats right now.
And
not right now, but once the summer gets here, they will be.
Yeah.
They hang upside down.
Wait,
they have kind of slits in them.
So was it temporary housing? Was
it's,
it like
they like the closeness on the inside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
and
well,
I have noticed, I mean, you know what we have about
yeah,
an acre,
yeah.
right? And it has decreased the mosquito population considerably.
Okay, so where do they,
wow.
are they in like Sarasota right about now waiting for you?
I'm sorry. As much as I like bats, I really don't
probably
know the full
Virginia.
History. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're on their way up. Yeah. You know. So they can hang out.
Oh, no pun intended.
I just think they're really cool.
I just wasn't sure if these are like snow bats. You know, they kind of go down south for the winter.
I don't know. No, probably they're in caves. I have no idea. But your bat box creates like a little kind of cave-like atmosphere for them.
Yeah.
Kind of like my cubicle at work.
That's right.
Just neater.
Part vampire, yeah. You know?
The Batman.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out you were part vampire. Dave?
You don't see any mirrors around me, do you?
No.
So, it's okay.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Actually, I don't think bat questions would be a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, if you ask me. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Or find us on the Facebook. These questions were sent by Anani Mouse. They are taken from the Giant Quiz Book of 1939.
Oh,
so,
no.
Relevant pre-World War II. Are we ready?
Everybody look at Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
No, not because of age, just because you're very knowledgeable historically. No.
I know
no,
what the largest ocean liner in 1939 was.
I didn't
was.
Mean it that way.
The Normandy. Probably the most beautiful one ever built.
It wasn't the Titanic?
No, okay. That was long sunk.
Okay.
The Normandy was much bigger.
All right. Here we go. What author used the following pen names? Toby Quiz, The Uncommercial Traveler, Timothy Sparks. They sound just goofy enough to be...
Twain?
No.
Samuel Kerouac?
No. Remember, this is the 39. Giant Quiz Book of 1939.
William Faulkner?
No. No, it's actually a British author.
It's not Fitzgerald.
Mm-mm.
Wodehouse?
Mm-mm. This author, according to a movie I saw last December, had multiple tours of the U.S. He would go on tour and give lots of talks.
Turn Oscar Wilde. Oscar Wilde.
Dickens. Oh, it was okay. Charles Dickens, oh. Yes. So I just like
Toby
Quiz.
I didn't
know
that Timothy Sparks was one of them. I know somebody named Tim Sparks.
Hey. Do you know anybody, Jim, named The Uncommercial Traveler?
No.
Okay. Well, it was worth
it. But that sounds like Dickens. That sounds like something he'd come up with.
Yeah.
Although he was very commercial.
Dickens was the guy who just any time he met somebody that he thought had a funky sounding name, he would write it down and say, "You'll be in my next book." So I want to meet this Toby Quiz. In what famous book does a footprint play an important part?
Robinson Crusoe?
It's Robinson Crusoe.
Yes.
That was the footprint.
On Friday.
In Search of Sasquatch.
Yes, that's right. I just thought that was really, really open-ended. And I'm never going to forget this as long as I live. And we're essentially all educators or students here. I had a substitute teacher for an extended period of time for my social studies class in high school. And we opened up the exam, and it was one question at the top of a blank page. What happened in 44 BC, and what were the consequences?
Wow.
And I was like, I'm going to remember this for a long, long
That's
time.
That's awfully open-ended.
Yes, it was. In what famous book does something play an important part? Name three C's, as in S-E-A-S, that begin with the letter B.
Wait, say it again, the question.
Baltic.
Three C's that begin with the letter B.
Baltic.
The Baltic.
The Black Sea.
The Black Sea.
Mm.
Not Bay of Bengal.
Not a bay.
Close enough.
Biscayne?
Nope. Bay. Biscayne is Bengal. They're both bays. I need a sea. It's actually American. Or close to America.
Sadness.
It's up there on the map.
Balsamic.
Vinaigrette.
Balsamic. Partial credit.
Thank you.
Better than leaving it blank, Professor Major.
Help.
So, let's see. How could I put this? The understanding.
The bearing.
Thank you.
I was
going
to try to go for the land bridge, but Jim got it.
Thanks,
got
Jim.
Okay. The bearing sea.
You can see Russia from here.
See Russia from our backyard.
Yes. There we go. Where specifically is the Calvin Coolidge Bridge?
Vermont?
It's a bridge to nowhere. It's a silent bridge.
It's a bridge to silence. I think you're right.
Somewhere
by the
in Vermont.
Way, it doesn't say the exact state location, but it says over the Connecticut River. Is the Connecticut River in Vermont?
It goes up
parts,
through there, I
parts
think.
Parts of
yeah.
it, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you probably have it right. Yep. We made all the jokes.
It's a weird
and then
question, though.
It is a weird question.
But it's 1939.
It's 1939. They were weirder back then. When a bowler bowls a 300, the highest score you can get in bowling, how many balls did they bowl?
Oh.
One.
That's not what it says.
Well, no,
if they, if they bowl a 300. Oh,
get a 300 game.
Six?
Sorry.
300 six?
Games. Eight.
More than six. It's more than 10. It's more than eight.
Oh, okay. 11. 16. I was just thinking about the final 11. Frame.
12.
It says 12.
No, okay, 12. But I agree with Jim. You only use one ball. Repeatedly.
True. You
okay.
Use one ball repeatedly.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Am I splitting hairs?
Of technicalities, it is not.
Darn.
Yes.
Now, that would be interesting. You had to use a different bowling ball every time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Different sizes, different weights.
Different colors.
Overhead.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Next question.
When would the shadow of an object be at its shortest?
At noon.
At exactly noon.
Overhead.
Because the sun would be directly overhead. Which doesn't exactly happen where we are, close to the 45th parallel, but it's close enough. I find it enthralling every time we drive up 75 to go up north for the summer and we pass the 45th parallel. It's kind of a big deal.
It is.
I think.
Do you stop and like bow down or take a picture or something each time?
We do not.
It's enthralling.
However, we do stop what's and get near? Out when we pass by the
what's it
the
near?
Sign for Mile.
What town is it near?
You know, if you follow, if I remember correctly, so you follow the border between North and South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
If that were to continue,
okay.
It would slice Michigan
oh, okay.
as the 45th parallel.
So it's right way there. Up there at the tip of the Lower Peninsula.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hmm. Let's see. What are the steps of a rope ladder on a ship called? What's the term?
Topsy-turvy?
It's a curl word. It's not a rung, although it starts with the letter R. The word sounds like a diminutive for a pest, unfortunately, we have a lot of in Berkeley, Michigan.
Rats?
Yes.
Ratlets?
Ratlins. They're called ratlins. We'll take it. I graded like 40 papers in a row incorrect on a fundamental question. By the time the one person like got it right, I was ready to just like...
Yay!
Give them my wallet, take off my watch, like, yeah, you got it. You're
the
first
person.
What
does that have to do
with rats? That ratlin and ratling or whatever Jim said is pretty close. It has nothing to do with rats. It's just what they're called.
A lot of rats
but what's
ships,
it got to do with your paper grading?
That... After a very long time of getting
wrong, he was just
glad
to come to a right answer.
Glad
or
to come
something
to a right
close.
Answer.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I understand.
Ratlin
now.
Is good enough for me.
I thought you were going to say that after grading all those papers, you saw a rat.
Probably also partial credit. I live in Berkeley. Yes.
And fed several papers to the rat. Gross.
There you go. It's
rats.
All connected.
The rat ate my homework.
The rat ate my homework.
After it was graded.
During.
A
during.
Rat ate my homework.
You know, if the student lived in Berkeley, they could just say, you know, I was doing. My homework in the basement and it flooded 10 times, and that would have
exactly.
been pretty
and
good.
And then the rats came and ate what was left.
Yeah.
And the rats were floating mm-hmm. around in the basement.
Let's say we have five distinct people.
We have five distinct
people. We are five distinct
okay,
people.
Yeah.
We're six.
Let's say.
Seven distinct people.
Yeah, let's say.
What if we had a circular table where you could only sit five distinct people? How many different combinations could you sit the five people?
20, 60.
Hold on.
120.
120 is correct.
Yeah. I could hear the gears grinding in Joe's head.
We have an inheritor to Professor Maggio, our math whiz. Mm-hmm. That is very good.
Background.
This always comes up. I'm finally getting to the point where my kids are actually interested in learning how to play games like euchre, you know, card games and whatever. We were doing a game of Michigan Rummy the other night, if you've ever
game.
Played that. And long story short, I guess the way it works is any... deal that you get of six or more cards in all statistical probability is the first time in the history of the universe that those cards have been dealt in that order. And I'm like, how many different combinations of cards are they? It's in the gajillions is all I can tell you. Isn't that the weirdest thing ever?
That's amazing.
It's 52 cards.
It's a first.
X number, you know, every time you deal.
Mind numbing.
Okay. When a member of a baseball team is first mentioned in the Bible... What would you say?
Batter
Moses?
Up. Angel.
When a member of a baseball team is first mentioned
a
in the
batter,
Bible.
A runner, coach.
I don't even understand the question.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird question. The answer is when Ruth walked to the well with a pitcher. It's a pretty bad pun.
Ooh.
You should know that.
Yeah, that's a groaner.
I'm going to try that on Alfresco.
Alfresco,
yeah, right.
See what he's got to say about that.
Could you repeat it one more time?
Absolutely. When a member of a baseball team is first mentioned in the Bible, that would be when Ruth walked to the well with a pitcher. Dun-dun-dun.
Love it.
Yes. It reminds me of that old internet chestnut about all the cars that are mentioned in the Bible, and red-blooded Detroiters always are supposed to laugh. It says that the angel drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden in a fury, and it's like in a Plymouth Fury.
Plymouth Fury.
You get the idea. Yeah. And the apostles were all in one accord. Which, of course, you know, is probably not true.
Would have been crowded.
It's a small car.
Like a clown car. Yeah. Like the Shriners here, good Lord.
If you are dying of ennui, what's wrong with you?
You're bored to death.
You are bored to death.
What is it?
Ennui.
Ennui.
E-N-N-U-I.
Yes.
French word.
Like oh, crashing. My.
This is a good one. It's a good piece of trivia, too. And I remember hearing this a long time ago. Everybody remember the puppets Punch and Judy?
Yes.
Sort of.
Okay. Where did they get their name? Because it's particularly relevant considering it's Easter Friday.
Judas.
Judas is one of them.
And Punch is something we
drink? Pontius Pilate.
Pontius Pilate. That's exactly right. That's where they get their names from.
Yeah.
Very Easter specific.
We need a smaller table for you guys, a high five. So.
Yeah, you got it. I think that's weird. I never would have thought of calling Judas Iscariot Judy, but, you know, everybody's got a nickname, right?
Okay.
Ponty. Ponty and Judy.
Yeah, exactly. What is the derivation, where does the word come from, of the word varsity, like a varsity sport or a varsity jacket?
Is it Latin for something?
Pretty close. Yeah, Latin for something. Partial credit.
Latin for something.
Latin for something.
But that is not what it has here. You need to get deeper.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the word city at the end? City?
No, it's actually really, really, really obvious. It's basically a fast speaking or a mumbling of a common word that we say all the time.
Very? Veritable?
Mm-mm. University?
University. Oh. Yeah, exactly. University. University.
Oh, I did
we
not
do
know
say
that
a lot here.
Again, partially.
Wait, I work at a college.
Oh. Wait.
Oh, I feel
that's
puny.
True. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Didn't mean to make you feel bad. Seriously though, how many different kinds of degrees does CCS
13.
Give? 13 different degrees. That's good enough for a university.
Not yet.
The University for Creative Studies.
Nah.
You need to make it 14. 13's, you know.
No, the Baker's doesn't.
Yeah, Baker's doesn't.
All right,
like
we'll
that,
look at
right?
it that way.
We'll
I
have
guess.
Culinary arts the way I'm going. So.
Really?
No.
What?
So actually, I've been requested to come up with a class for restaurant design.
Oh.
Huh.
No, I don't have time.
Interior?
Everything.
Or exterior?
Everything.
Huh. Like even the appetizers?
Designing menus, signage.
Oh, wow.
That's
you're,
cool.
You're like joking that. Here. You're not joking.
No, I could do it, but I don't have the time to
I think
teach
that's
it.
Well,
that's,
when
that's
you
a
need
great
to
idea.
Sample everything in order to be creative,
okay,
invite us.
You do know everything.
I was about to say.
Okay,
let's let our stomachs grumble while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Let's pick up where we left off. Who is the partner of the original Human Torch?
The Human Match.
No.
Sparky is right, isn't it?
No.
It's something like that.
No, he masqueraded as a snowblower. It's a brand snowblower. Name.
The Prince.
The Toro.
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 Oh.
Oh.
Got it.
And both of them cried out, flame on! And they wanted to turn
oh,
on.
Sarah has a wonderful story about flames.
Oh, yes, it was a story of Tennyson's youth and his mother, who her headdress caught on fire, and she telephoned for the butler and she said, James, I'm on fire! And he said, I'll get Amy right away. Because apparently it was the lady's maid's job to put her mistress out when she was on fire.
Different unions.
And we're back. We're going to finish up some questions from the giant quiz book of 1939. It was a different world that they lived in. Who was president when the first indoor plumbing was installed with a bathtub in the White House?
Taft.
It wasn't Taft.
Yeah,
no, he had the biggest bath.
Yeah, he was stuck in
I
it.
I think it was
Grover Cleveland.
Wasn't it?
It's not what
yeah.
it says
no?
here. It says 1851, which I think would be right before
oh,
that.
Oh, that would have been
Johnson.
Tyler.
Nope.
Johnson?
Mm-mm. It's not
no,
what it says.
Before, it was before
Franklin
Buchanan.
Mm-mm.
Who was before Buchanan? No, Tyler was before. William Henry. No.
Don't high school students Harrison. Know all the presidents off the top of their
head? Taylor.
That's not what it
Zachary
says here.
Taylor.
That's not what it says here.
Millard Fillmore?
It's Fillmore is what it says.
Millard.
Millard. The Millard reaction.
The man who gave us okay.
Mm-hmm, that's
or KO.
Right.
Old Kinterhook.
Last, but most certainly not least, from the Giant Quiz Book of 1939, allegedly, who constructed George Washington's first set of false teeth?
Benjamin Franklin.
No,
darn.
Allegedly his dentist.
Yes. Paul Revere?
Paul Revere is what it says.
No way. Yeah,
they would have been silver.
Well, a silversmith. I mean, I figure, you know, allegedly. He was a craftsman of his time.
Craftsman of his time, absolutely. Yes. All right, we're moving on. Thank you very much, Anonymous, for those questions. But we're moving on to a set sent to us by an old friend.
Uh-oh.
Dear Matt and Profs, per request from Professor Tubbs,
what did you do?
An assortment of 12 obscure questions on cruise ships, specifically the TV show The Love Boat.
Oh, dear Lord.
And if they don't prove challenging enough for Professor Tubbs, this might be in Professor Chow and Maggio's realm as it's entertainment
based. Wait, but where's Maggio when I need him?
It is, yes, every washed up TV actor has appeared on there at least 12 times. Yeah.
It says those two seem to have watched a fair amount of television in their youth.
No comment.
I hope they prove challenging, as I had to do some serious digging to get some of these questions.
No.
Enjoy, Rachel Ralston of Norwalk, Iowa. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my.
Oh my, oh my.
Name all 8 of the primary characters on the show and the actors that portrayed them.
Okay. Captain Steubing was played by Gavin MacLeod.
Correct.
Julie was played by Lauren Tweez.
Uh-huh.
Isaac was played by... I can see his the double
initials TL.
Ted Lang.
Ted Lang.
Ted Lang.
Gopher.
Fred Grandy Jr.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Bernie Coppell as the doc. Adam Bricker.
Yep.
Oh
my Lord.
Joe Whelan played the daughter.
You know,
Meryl Steubing's daughter was Jill.
Capital V.
Vicky.
Vicky is the first name.
Pat Klaus played.
Oh my gosh.
Julie's sister, Judy, was it?
Judy. And Judy. You're missing one.
And then
I'm just letting you know, you're missing only one.
Fred McGinley played Ace.
Ted McGinley.
Ted McGinley.
Yes.
Played
Ace Covington.
Ace Covington. Thank
yep.
you.
You got
wow.
it.
Wow, you were a serial watcher.
Whoa. That was one of my geeky shows.
Wow.
My babysitter.
Wow. That's right.
What was appealing about that show?
Nothing.
All the old washed-up TV actors that
it was on
actresses
for a long
that you would
time.
See.
Yeah. It was on for a long time. People watched
Ted McGinley was the kiss of death for a lot of shows.
Happy Days.
Yes, he was.
Married
yes,
with children was. Right before they died. He was always the kiss of death.
Why don't we ask Professor Chow this question?
Wait a minute. These are for Jim Tubbs.
No, they're for you.
Oh, great. And where's Dan Maggio when I need him?
I think Barbara Billingsley was on there at least once.
Oh, a billion times. She speaks
Excuse
jive.
Me, I speak jive. Yes exactly. There were 5 major name musical groups that appeared on the length of Lubbock. Can you name 2 of them?
The Monkees.
Menudo.
No. Menudo is one
Menudo.
Of them.
Menudo.
Oh, yeah. The Village People.
And the Village People. You've got 2. The others were the Hudson Brothers.
The Hudson
The Pointer
Brothers.
Sisters. And other kinds of siblings. No, the Temptations. Which is kind of a big deal.
The Temptations?
Wow. The Temptations.
Okay.
Something that people want, but nobody can have. Who are the only cast members to appear in every episode and in the 3 made-for-TV movies?
Captain
Steubing,
MacLeod,
and the Doctor.
The Love Boat. The Lust Bucket.
One was Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick is one?
Really?
Yes, and I don't, because I can hear the original, but I have no idea who the singer was.
The singer as the initials,
baritone.
J.J.,
Jack Jones.
Jack Jones and Dionne Warwick.
How did
Jack
I know
Jones?
That?
Where'd you pull that one from?
I don't know.
Wow,
your nerddom has no limits.
Wow, this is incredible.
I was gonna say Janet Jackson with the JJ, but
all right,
that wasn't
there's
it.
A chance.
It just flashed into my head.
Well, let me know when you get like winning lottery numbers flashing through your head. You know, we can tap into that.
There's a chance that the non-love boaters at the table might be able to help answer this question. What 2 other Aaron Spelling TV shows had crossover episodes with The Love Boat?
Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island was one of them.
And what else do they produce?
You got to go further back, unfortunately.
Oh, jeez.
It was remade into a couple of fairly popular movies in the last 15 years.
The 3 detectives. 3 female detectives.
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
Why am I brain cramping on that one? I passed a brain stone again. I'm sorry.
No,
Marge, what's that metal dealie we use to dig food? You mean a spoon, right? Yes. Which of the 2 Gabor sisters appeared on The Love Boat?
Zsa Zsa and Ava.
That is correct.
Who was the 3rd one? I can't remember. Was it Magda? Or was Magda the mom? Mm-hmm. Was Magda the mom? Uh-oh, I got... Oh, geez, Jim's giving us that face.
He's thinking
I'm
about it.
I'm trying to think.
Magda. I'm writing Magda down for
maybe
partial
it'll
credit.
Come to me eventually.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning, I'll get a text from you. It's...
Jack Jones.
Betty! No.
Who is Aaron Spelling's, supposedly Aaron Spelling's first choice to play Dr. Bricker?
Ooh.
An Aaron Spelling standby actor.
So what, not like, Bernie Coppell, somebody else.
Be somebody right. famous.
What, like
is
a
somebody
Don Adams?
Relatively famous? He could not because he was finishing filming his own show, Eight is Enough.
Oh,
Dick Van Patten.
Dick Van Patten.
Van Patten.
No, it wasn't Adam Rich. Patton. Oh.
It was not Adam Rich. Which Gilligan's Island actor never appeared in a single episode of The Love Boat?
This I was
107.
Bob Denver.
No, he appeared.
Alan Hale, Jim Backus, Natalie Holloway, Tina Louise.
Almost there.
Don Wells.
Nope. Russell Johnson. Russell Johnson. Hey! There's a little left.
By the way, in science, we always do process of elimination. That's the best
move. Joe watches a lot of Gilligan's Island.
That show I know. But I
well, you know,
watched any TV in 20 years.
When you say something like that, okay, I tell you what's coming next.
Yeah. We're going to get a bunch of Gilligan's Island questions. Jeez, we'll be in trouble.
That's fine.
Which actress was the 1,000th guest star?
They had 1,000 guest stars?
Charo.
It was not.
Florence Henderson.
Initials LT.
LT.
Lana Turner.
Oh, okay.
Really?
You're kidding.
Oh, my God.
No, when you said LT, I'm sorry. I'm thinking football. I'm thinking Florence Taylor.
Or like Lieutenant something.
Wow. Yeah. Oh. I didn't know she was still alive.
Lana Turner. Good God.
What Hogan's Heroes actor had his final role on TV on The Love Boat?
Bob Crane.
Bob Crane is correct.
Before he got strangled with a telephone wire.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and a
very
bed
sad.
Sheet.
Yes, that's very sad.
Poor guy.
What actor played Captain Steubing's mooching brother, Marshall?
Same guy.
That is exactly correct. It was also Gavin McLeod playing
McLeod.
His own twin brother. What was the last time we saw this game being played? It was Jeffrey Tambor on Arrested Development played his own twins, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Rachel, we got to do this last question while we still have the time left, which we really don't have. Within 10, how many episodes of The Love Boat were made?
495.
It was a little bit less than that.
264.
250. I'm giving it to you with the error bars. Pretty incredible. 250 episodes. Absolutely incredible. It's time to say goodbye, Professor Najor.
Adios.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Abbasid.
Take care.
Professor Chow.
Bon voyage.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
Ahoy.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.